invitation from Carnation, the world's largest selling brand of evaporated milk, to hear the Contented Hour with our singing star, Buddy Clark. Tonight's special guests are those great Western singers, the Sons of the Pioneer. The Carnation Orchestra is directed by our brilliant arranger conductor, Ted Dale, and I'm Jimmy Wally. And here's Buddy Clark.
The morning I did see blossoms on the apple tree. I took a breath and thought, could it be this green of time? Then I began to look around, and in every field I found, greens were pushing up through the ground for green of time. Then sure enough, the bluebells tinkled, April in the glen. And sure enough, I fell in love with love again then. I started feeling awful bright, had a thought that hit me right. I'll have my honey dance me tonight and have a time. And welcome in the green of time. And sure enough, the bluebells tinkled, April in the glen. And sure enough, I fell in love with love again then. I started feeling awful bright, had a thought that hit me right. I'll have my honey dance me tonight, and have a time, and welcome in the green of time. Raise the din to welcome in the green of time. Thank you. It sounds as though you like that. Well, I do too. It's a little song called Green Up Time from the brand new musical Love Life that's just opened on Broadway. May very well turn out to be a hit. Of course, it's hard to predict hit songs, but it's easy to sing them, especially when they're like this next one. Don't Blame Me.
Thank you. One of America's great comedians is Bob Burns. And for many years, he's been known as a leading Arkansas, or leading citizen, I should say, of Arkansas. Well, Bob's radio theme is a fine American folk song which Ted Dale has worked into a new setting for the Coronation Orchestra. Let's listen to the Arkansas Travelers.
Your Halloween pumpkin picked out yet, buddy?
No, Jimmy, I think I've finally outgrown the Halloween stage. How about you?
Oh, no jack-o'-lanterns for me either. You know, I'll take my pumpkin in pie made with carnation milk. I'm a real pumpkin pie fan from way back. And you can take it from me, pumpkin pie made with carnation evaporated milk is just about the best pie in the whole world. And here's something you ladies will appreciate. It's very economical, too. You can actually cut down the number of eggs in the filling when you use carnation milk. That heavy, velvet-smooth texture of carnation is the secret. It makes your pumpkin pie filling taste much richer, too. Carnation evaporated milk keeps the cost down in so many good recipes. And, Mother, here's an idea for your Halloween party. Whip up enough filling to make little individual pumpkin pies that children will be crazy about. So remember, tomorrow, get a few cans of carnation evaporated milk. And help yourself with carnation whenever the recipe calls for milk. Carnation makes coffee taste better, too. Yes, you'll like coffee and carnation. Just try it.
Our guests tonight are a stalwart group of six upstanding Westerners who really wrote the book when it comes to singing the songs of the great outdoors. Here they are, Bob Nolan and the Sons of the Pioneers.
Well, thank you, folks. That's mighty friendly.
Glad to see you boys again. I hear you've been away.
Sure have, buddy. Been down east on the road for about 4 months.
Well, I don't suppose you got as far east as my hometown of Boston.
Well, we came close. We played Reed's Ferry in New Hampshire.
Reed's Ferry? Well, that's practically next door to Boston. I'm sure they made you feel right at home.
Oh, they treated us fine, buddy. In fact, all those Easterners were just like Westerners.
Well, did you play the theaters?
Well, we played 65 of them and a number of the outdoor parks. We had audiences in some places that numbered... Oh, over 25,000 people.
Say, that's great, but right now we have a crowd of millions waiting to hear you.
Well, okay, buddy, we won't keep them waiting. Here's a song that seems to please a lot of folks. A Cowboy Has to Sing.
When each new day is born, I go riding, yippee-yo. O'er the wide open plains I roam, yippee-yo. Till the sun through the hills goes hiding, yippee-yo. There will always be someone glad when I come home, yippee-yo.
For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell. For his heart will break inside of him
at the gates of the home corral. Now the long day is through on the prairie. There's a low-hanging sun in the sky. From the home corral we will carry. And the things are surrounded us in the days gone by.
Wonderful, fellas. We'll be wanting some more in a few minutes, so take a breather while I tell you about an orchestra number coming up right now. We're very proud of our pianist, George Greeley, and of course we're proud of Ted Dale. Maybe some of you didn't know that Ted is no mean piano man himself. Here's a special treatment of Jerome Kern's She Didn't Say Yes, featuring two pianos, played by George Greeley and Ted Dale.
Thank you.
Fine work, boys. Ted, you should keep up your piano playing. We like it. Well, here are the Sons of the Pioneers again, and they're going to sing the number for which they're best known. They've asked me to join them, and I wouldn't miss the opportunity for anything. Here's Cool Water.
All day I face the barren waste without the taste of water.
Cool water,
water. Oh, Dan and I, with ropes burned dry and souls that cry for water.
Thank you, Sons of the Pioneers. We'll be looking forward to your next visit here. I think we're about due for a currently popular song, so here's one that's being sung and whistled by thousands of people today. Maybe you'll be there.
Just like a fool, I stop and stare. It's really not the proper thing to do, but maybe you'll be there. I go out walking after midnight along the lonely thoroughfare. It's not the time or place to look for you, but maybe you'll be there. You said your arms will always hold me. You said your lips were mine alone to give. Now after all those things you told me, how can it end like this? Someday, if all my prayers are answered, I'll hear a footstep on the stairs. With anxious heart, I'll hurry to the door. Then maybe you'll be there. Thank you. a time or a place to look for you. But maybe you'll be there. You said your arms will always hold me. You said your lips were mine alone to kiss. Now after all the things you told me, how can it end like this? Someday if all my prayers are answered, I'll hear a footstep on the stairs. With anxious heart, I'll hurry to the door. Then maybe
on November 1st, 1944, quadruplets were born in Philadelphia to Mrs. Joseph Sermonello. The combined weight of all four babies was just over 13 pounds. Quadruplets have much less than the average chance of survival at best, and the tiny size of the Sermonello babies made their chances still less. But today the Sermonello quads, Maureen, Kathleen, Eileen, and Michael, are all healthy, vigorous youngsters. Normal in every way, and looking forward eagerly to their fourth birthday in just 2 weeks. Now, why do you suppose we tell you this? You guessed it. They were carnation babies. Yes, like the Dionne quintuplets and so many other babies who came through triumphantly when the odds were heavy against them, the little Sermonellos were put on a carnation evaporated milk formula soon after birth, and they thrived on it. Carnation people are proud that their fine product has shared in such famous cases of successful infant feeding. But they are just as proud of the millions of carnation babies you never hear about, who enjoy happier, healthier lives because of their carnation feeding as infants. The Carnation Company wishes a happy birthday to the Sermonellos and to carnation babies all over the world.
Cole Porter is different from many of our best-known composers because he has a gift for both music and lyrics. Everybody knows Cole Porter's great songs from musical comedies and motion pictures. So we hope you'll get a kick out of this Ted Dale, Buddy Clark special treatment of I Get a Kick Out of You.
Get no kick.
plane. Flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you.
Next week, our old friend, the piano wizard, Walter Drost. So don't forget to be with us. This is Buddy Clark saying goodnight for the Carnation Company.
You know the name Carnation stands for the highest quality in milk products. So remember, the same high standard applies to Carnation malted milk. Don't be satisfied with anything less than Carnation quality in your malted milk. Enjoy the super smoothness and the extra rich, delicious taste of Carnation malted milk. It comes in economical 1 pound jars, two flavors, chocolate or natural. Carnation malted are quick and easy to fix right at home anytime. And good for everybody, especially growing youngsters. Ask your dealer for Carnation malted milk. This is Jimmy Wallington speaking.
This program has come to you from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.